flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Friday. How about some money? Just listen to us on the app.
I'll have some money.
Yeah. How about $5,000? Sound good? That'd be a nice way to start the weekend, wouldn't it?
I'll tell you how to, you can cut the check right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, you've got to enter. Got to enter to win.
I don't see you writing anything.
I'm not awarding the money. It's all stored in the lactation room. It's very private in there. The money likes to be alone.
My key doesn't work for that room either, so Weird. It's safe there.
Mm. Mine either.
Mine probably doesn't either.
I bet yours doesn't either.
I bet it doesn't. But you have to pretty much
I think we
be
have
like,
to call Pat in right. Sacramento and ask her to do it.
5K a day. That's what we're doing. Alice and Odyssey. We have your chance to win $5,000 every single day. All you have to do is listen to us on the Odyssey app. The Odyssey app is free. You download it, open it up, type in an email that you're going to check. You need to check and see if you've won any. This is just the latest in the awesome prizes that we've given away. Flyaways to see Taylor all over the world. And now $5,000 a day. Somebody wins it every single day. Just log in and listen. Give us at least an hour, and that gets you a daily entry.
Listeners wanted.
I want you to listen on the Odyssey app. Hey, the Odyssey app is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's a made-up word, so it's not what you think. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Super cool. Okay, Netflix. I'm going to go crazy on Netflix here.
Super cool.
It's super cool. Well, you know, you make up your own word. That's super cool.
Yeah.
A team of experts agreed. Odyssey. That's a good word.
Sarah wrote a song about it. I mean, come on.
I thought it was you who wrote that song.
No, are you kidding?
It was to the tune of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That wasn't me. It was you.
R-A-D-I-O.
Great.
Yeah.
Voted greatest app ever in the world by.
And greatest theme song.
Yeah. Both.
Right.
Good job, guys.
Thanks. I think they're doing the right thing over at Netflix with this particular story because it is tragic when someone dies. Everyone agrees, right? Nobody's out there going, no, it's a party. Like, I'm so happy. Ding dong. Nobody's doing that. And when that person who has very tragically died does do that death thing, the people who worked on the thing with him didn't want to have to have done that for nothing.
Are you trying? Oh, I get it. You're trying to confuse us.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. Is it working?
It's working. I'm completely confused.
So when a group of people work on something for a long time, and get it all wrapped up, and it's great, and they're very excited about it. And then one person dies. It's all done, though. It's already done. But then someone dies. Does the project also have to die? Is it in bad taste to air the thing that many people worked on.
So all these people, air. Oh, okay, I was thinking
Netflix. This is a Netflix thing.
All right. I was thinking all these people built like a railroad track, and now you're not going to let the train on it because one of the people died. No, I think you've got to run that train.
You run the train, and this is not the first time that this happened. They're getting crap for this, but this is not the first time this has happened. How many times has someone died after the end of production on a movie, and they still this is it? This is we're releasing it posthumously.
Course.
Like that's, I think it's completely fine. Now, this is a reality show and this person has died. But I feel like this might be an opportunity for people to see this young man at his best. Maybe.
He's young.
Very young. You know, died very tragically.
I let the train story go.
That was good though.
I thought, you know, didn't they use Carrie Fisher? Like, she was long. She didn't work on it at all.
That was AI Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, that was not even her.
Right.
So, yeah, you use it. Yeah. Yes. So, what is this? Tell us. Stop the
mystery.
Liam
Payne fell off a balcony.
Oh, gosh.
In October.
The singer from One Direction.
Former band member of One Direction.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. Give him a point for later. He starts with a point. Actually, that's what we should do whenever anybody gets anything right during the show. Instead of giving them $50,
I just never get it.
I'd rather have the money.
Yeah, I mean, let's.
Well, no one's getting the money, so at least take the point.
Well, yeah, because you don't pay up. That's why.
Oh my God! Why am I the one who's always on the hook for you guys' monetary demands?
I think you know why.
Okay. I don't know who's playing against Vinny today, but I know Vinny's playing, so I'm adding 1 point. Vinny, you're up by one.
Thank you.
Nobody on this side yet. You're on this side with 1 point. Maddie, you and I need to try and get points today. Liam Payne, formerly of One Direction, was doing his own solo thing. I want to say he was in, Argentina, Buenos Aires?
Yep.
So he fell to his death from a balcony. He had some kind of drug babysitter with him. And yet still somehow, they even say he was unconscious when he fell. Nobody pushed him.
You can't stop grown-ups from doing what they want to do.
Right, that is true. Then they find a way.
You hope the person can reason with the guy and say, you know why I'm here. You're not supposed to go do that. And the addict says, what is that over there?
It runs for it. Yes. While you're looking at whatever the thing is that he didn't see.
Right.
Liam Payne filmed a reality show for Netflix before he fell from his hotel balcony and died last October. And there was a lot of speculation as to, you know, whether or not the plug would be pulled on this thing. Like, is that something that we can still run with? It's even though it's done, is this? And I feel like this is a guy who probably has some pretty big fans and they might want to see this. And a lot of other people worked on this. So they went into deep discussions with Liam's family and people in charge at Netflix. And Netflix has decided we're going ahead with this show. It is called Building the Band. Liam was one of the judges, along with Nicole Scherzinger and Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child, right? Is that where I know Kelly from?
Yeah, I would say the only reason you don't air this is if he's a sloppy mess and you're actually hurting his family by showing him in such a bad light. Otherwise, you air it.
I don't have clips of this or anything like that, and I don't know when it's going to air. There is no air debt declared yet. And that was my first thought, too. I'm like, this might actually be an opportunity instead, because I don't know this guy. You know what I know about him? He got drunk or hammered or wasted or on something or other and fell off a balcony and died. That's what I know about this guy. Well, Nothing else.
If I'm Mr. Flicks, I call Mrs. Payne and I say, hi, we have your boy on this show that we plan to air if it's going to hurt you or bother you in any way. But if you will sign off on this, we will be airing your boy's show on Netflix on this. Whatever. That's the way.
Yeah.
Just check with the mom.
And I'm thinking, too, that this is, you know, he was part of a built band. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all kids who were trying out for the X Factor. And I feel like, obviously, if you're running a show called Building the Band, there are some children, kids, young adults with high hopes and dreams. And they put a lot into this. And they, you know, there's a lot of production that happens on these shows. And this guy very tragically died. And this is an opportunity for his fans to have one more look at him. Like, obviously, this was the only season. And it had all these musicians competing for a role in a band. Well, they're building a band. So everyone's like, I'm going to compete to be the bass player. Look how funky I am. How do I gel with the drummer? We're the rhythm section. I mean, I don't really know how the show goes. I'm just assuming. Maybe it's all digital. I'm really good with my keyboard on my computer making music. So Liam was a judge with in a panel of judges. They're all competing. These kids are all competing for a role in a band. They rehearse together. So the hook here, though, is everybody's auditioning to be in this band. They never see the other people in the band. And they, including when they have been chosen, and now they're rehearsing together, and they still don't get to see. They're all like, I don't know, behind curtains. They're rehearsing songs and chatting and working it out. And there's people working with them, I assume. But they don't see anybody else in the band until they walk out and perform in front of a live audience.
It's kind of cool.
It's an interesting hook.
It's a little overly produced, but I do still think, okay, I won't give it a look. But, okay.
Yeah. And the host is a Backstreet Boy.
Oh,
is
Nick
it AJ
Carter.
McLean?
Oh, darn.
Oh,
or is
AJ.
He?
Yeah, AJ McLean. Is McLean? He's either a Backstreet Boy or an NSYNC guy.
Oh, boy. Now
I feel like
really...
he's, well, it's a boy band. Who cares? I mean, really, boy bands. They're building a boy band, for God's sake.
It's McLean. Yeah, you're right.
And is it Backstreet Boys. Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Phew.
He has very, very meticulously shaved facial hair.
I know who this is then. I know exactly who. Yeah, that guy.
That's guy.
Yeah. That is tight.
He's handsome.
He's great, too.
Well,
he was
in a boy band. You have to be. That's one of the things. You have to be handsome to be in a boy band.
They're so good live.
Oh, he just got divorced.
Oh, so he's single.
Rochelle Deanne McLean from 2011 to 2024.
Oh, she got paid. That's good news.
Whoops.
For her. One of the guys, I think it might be an NSYNC guy, has a show where he fixes up farmhouses. You know, he might actually be a...
Hey, speaking of...
New Kid on the Block.
I know you're a big fan of those shows. So the guy with the five head, what's his name?
Which show?
He had a show with his wife. They divorced.
Oh,
she's gone on to marry like two more times, I think.
You're talking about Flip or Flop?
I think so.
With Tarek and Christina?
Yeah.
So there's a new show where he's competing... He has a new wife that looks just like the old wife.
Mm.
So he's got
people
this blonde
types,
lady.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. It seems like you'd be insulted that you're going for the same look.
Wow, I look exactly like you. If you only look real close, you can keep up all your old pictures.
I had a meeting with that guy once. About
Tarek?
Tarek. Yeah.
Okay.
I never really noticed that he had a big forehead.
I never watched the show, so I only am going by pictures. Oh, but I saw... Last night, just as I was about to turn on Traitors.
Oh, the Traitors.
That show was on, and it was him and his new wife, who looks like the old wife, talking about they're about to go meet the old wife, who's, they're competing against each other in some kind of...
Oh, that's fun.
Is it? I can't believe you don't know about this.
I don't.
I'm not
sorry.
The one who watches these shows.
I Flip or Flop loved it. And I love her.
I never liked either one of those people. So that was definitely not a show I watched.
I liked her better than him. He's kind of a...
I think they're both awful people.
He's with the new wife.
Yeah.
They're in a car.
Yeah.
And they're going to meet the ex-wife who they're competing against in a remodel of some kind. And I gathered this in under 5 minutes.
Well, they
while I was trying
to setup.
Figure some things out. So then he pulls up and there's the ex-wife and he says, geez, did you get locked in a spray tan room?
Oh,
that's the greeting he gives the ex-wife. And she goes, oh, like you've never gotten a spray tan? And I went, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Traitors. Like I had to get out of there. Like this is what they're up to on this new show they're doing. And I think it's prime time.
Well,
like,
this
would have been last night at 8 o'clock.
The thing is, they tried to do separate shows, but people really weren't into either one of them individually. So I think it was like, okay, let's just, we got to do something.
We both need money.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Yeah. And by the way, the other show you were thinking of is, I think, Jonathan Knight. He's a Backstreet Boy. I mean, not a Backstreet. He was New Kids in the
a
Block.
A New Kid, yeah.
Yeah. And he's got a house in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
There you go.
Cow Hampshire. Okay, so anyways, they're going to go ahead with the show that features Liam Payne.
Okay, good.
Other things that are happening on Netflix. The Duffer Brothers. They are the makers of Stranger Things. And they're great at making things. I very much enjoyed Stranger Things. I even thought that season 4 was the most recent one. I found that to be brilliant. And that last episode, the finale of the season, with the three separate lines that they were weaving back and forth, I just thought it was masterful. There's goofy stuff in there too, but I think their casting is great. And I think the story was pretty good. And just the way they wove it all together, it was so exciting and really well done. So there's one more season coming up, the fifth and final season, sometime this year. But Ross and Matt Duffer, the creators of the show, the Duffer Brothers, they are working on something that sounds very similar to Stranger Things, except it's called The Burrows.
And we'll never work with children again.
And it's...
These kids grow up way too fast.
They are not leaving the world of the supernatural. The Burrows, it sounds exactly like Stranger Things, but with old people.
I knew it!
Yep.
The way the... I was kidding, but I kind of knew it. The way these kids have grown up underneath their nose, they're like, you can't keep up.
Yeah.
You can't do shows fast enough.
You can't do it fast enough.
By the way, 415 says, The Flip Off. That's the name of the show, The Flip Off.
So of course they're saying mean things.
Very dramatic. Christina's great. New wife is an airhead. Tarek is a jerk. Lots of drama on the show.
Oh.
The Flip Off.
Yeah, I never liked either one of those people on that show.
Okay, back to
Stranger Things with old people. It's a show called The Burrows. So it sounds just like Stranger Things. The Duffer Brothers are not denying it. And it is about, here it is, quote, a group of misfits who fight an otherworldly evil in their retirement community. This time, our misfits are a little on the older side. They ride golf carts, not bikes. They've already chosen some of the cast.
I'm already starting to worry about some other pitfalls you might come up against. So let's,
listen to some of the cast.
Okay.
Alfred Molina.
Oh, he's not that old.
Nope. Gina Davis.
Okay, she's not that old either.
Alfre Woodard. Bill Pullman.
Is Alfre Woodard?
They're not that old. These are people who
are... That's the point, though,
You don't want to do 60s.
You don't want to do 80s.
And these retirement communities, they're 55 plus.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go be on this show.
Not me.
Yeah, you're going to be 56 this year.
Can you dump that?
No.
I'll fix it in post, man.
Okay. Take out on post.
You do not need to say that.
Speaking of Stranger Things, I wound up watching a movie called Damsel, which stars Eleven, Millie Bobby Brown. She plays like a dragon-y movie.
I saw it. I loved it.
I loved that movie.
I loved it. She's great.
She's great in it.
Yep.
It's got good twists, and it's about dragons. I'm like, this is great and super scary.
Very entertaining, the whole movie.
Yeah, I agree. Moves really fast. Boom, boom, boom. Get right to it. And then you're in it. Damsel. Do not let your kids watch it. It's super gory.
I thought we agreed to call her Millie Brown Jovi.
Oh, Millie Brown Jovi. Yeah, we did. Millie Bobby Brown Jovi?
I don't know. Any
iteration of that.
But however you want.
My bad. I did think to myself as I watched her actually have acting chops, and I've seen a movie he's been in, I thought, that's not going to last.
The relationship? Yeah, she won't have respect for him. She'll
just
be like,
too
you
talented.
You're not good at this.
Plus, she's so young. Like, they're both really young. And, you know, I get it. People love boning each other. And then, but they're both rich, though. So I'm sure they'll be fine. Money helps. Squid Game. Squid Game's final season is premiering in June.
Oh, we have to wait for...
No, it's not that long of a wait. We literally saw the first season of it a couple years ago, and now we have the second one is like current, and then it's over. This is it. The final season in June.
But it's part two. This season ends like in the middle of things.
Well, it's going to conclude with season 3.
All right.
That's it. That's all. In case you were wondering how long that would be going on. John Mulaney,
who is
John Mulaney.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy who got one of the hottest ladies in Hollywood.
Yeah.
What is her name?
Escaping me right now.
Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde Jones.
Olivia.
Jones. Olivia.
It's not Culpo.
Culpo.
Olivia.
Let's see what happens.
I'm never going to come up with it. But that is that it's
Olivia.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. I got Rodrigo's the first Olivia, Wilde's the second. By the way, when Harry went off and took a break, she's also disappeared. Like, you know how they were a hot item and we saw Olivia Wilde all the time for a minute there?
Harry?
Harry, her boyfriend.
Oh, Harry Styles. Yeah, no, they're a break.
And then he dumped her and then he's gone off to do I don't know what, but she also went poof.
Yeah, everybody poofed. Well, you lay low after that, right? She broke up her marriage to do that dude.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm like, who is she talking about? Ted Lasso?
Olivia Rodrigo was the first Olivia that came up. Wilde was the second, and then Munn. And that is who I was talking about. So that
isn't Olivia Culpo the guy she used to date, my boyfriend, Julian Edelman?
Oh, Olivia Culpo's comes down the list. Olivia Colman is ahead of Culpo.
Yeah.
And then Olivia Newton-John and Olivia Holt.
Boy, there's so many great.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Anyway, John Mulaney, who we have determined now is married to Olivia Munn. In fact, she's just gone through breast cancer. They have kids together, the whole thing. He has a new Netflix talk show. Now, this is because he had a kind of a successful run of six variety shows, talk show style, that aired last year on Netflix. And they're like, yeah, that worked.
Oh.
We'll bring you back. He says, this is a really fun experiment. Not since Harry and Meghan has Netflix given more money to someone without a specific plan.
Hmm.
He's very popular. He's like very popular.
I very much enjoy him. I've seen at least one stand-up thing, but didn't he just recently host Saturday Night Live too, and it was pretty funny?
I think he's done it a couple times, but I remember during the pandemic he did a special, and it was really cool. He did it like in his own house and everything, and that was like kind of broke him out even more.
So this he was let's see, there's
Can I ask you real quick? Oh. I don't mean to sidetrack you, but wasn't Chelsea Handler trying to do something similar and it just didn't go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She actually did do a, was it nightly though? Or was it just like a weekly thing?
I thought it was nightly. That's what I'm asking. I didn't watch it.
I'm not positive.
Okay. But Netflix has been trying to do something like this for a while.
So it looks like come March 12th, he is going to launch something called Everybody's Live with John Mulaney. And it'll tape in LA, and they say, you know, they're going to try and do really weird guests. They'll be famous people, but also they'll be like, I guess that they did something early on where they had like a hypnotist. We had an expert on coyotes in Los Angeles. We had a palm tree expert. We had an earthquake expert. They go on and that and celebrities. So he says, it's one of those shows that neither Netflix nor I really needed to do. So there you go. They've thrown some
It's
money
random.
At
I like the it randomness random. Of it all.
Me too. And one more thing, just really quickly to get it off my plate, because we're not going to get to really spend any time on this, but Little House on the Prairie is getting a reboot from Netflix. We were just talking about Little House on the Prairie the other day ago. The original series told the kind of true story of the Ingalls family. They lived on a farm in Minnesota in the late 1800s. I would have never known what state they were in. Loosely based on the books of Laura Ingalls Wilder. It ran from 1974 to 1983. My kids for class had to read the original book.
Yeah.
And it's an epic tale of harsh reality of life as a pioneer.
Oh, I'm
in
sure
this country.
It wasn't fun. And that's actually Little House on the Prairie was the jokey version of.
There was, you know, it was like always the good moral of the story, and they'd all get all gussied up for church.
The biggest problem on Little House on the Prairie. Was the girl's name Natalie? The little stuck-up girl. She was the daughter of the people who...
Nellie Olson?
Nellie Olson. Oh my God, you know all
of
you.
Because we all watched it.
Well, right, but I'm saying, so she was the stuck-up daughter of the grocery store owners.
Yeah.
Or not even, they didn't even call it that. It was the mercantile. Or the general store. Right.
That book is must-read back home because that's where they moved from. They moved from Western Virginia
to Minnesota. I didn't know it either.
Yeah.
Well, the book is, you know, it details a very harsh living arrangement. And it just wasn't as harsh on TV. But it was a good, there wasn't that much on TV, kids. So we would all watch the same thing. Anyway, I don't have casting or start date yet, but the original series streams on Peacock. You can actually watch Little House on the Prairie. The original however many seasons. I'm sure there are 1,000 episodes, too, because that was back in the day when there used to be 40 episodes in a season. And people watched about 13 billion minutes of it in 2024. Mm. So they're saying there's enough of a demand that we're gonna revisit this. Okay, I'm out of time. Vinny, what you got coming up?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Hey, says 415. Radio advertising works. I'm heading out the door to Safeway. Yes, I feel your jealousy. And heard Jane's ad for Safeway and added the app. Looking forward to savings.
Boom,
thanks, Alice.
Boom, boom.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This is Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Katy Perry Tickets. Mm. All this week, listen to Alice at 905, 1205, 405, 505, and 605.
Nice.
A lot of that is the Jane Show.
And tis, yeah.
We know you listen because she's the best afternoon show in the country.
We know you listen. We love our little Janie.
But we're going to pay you, well, I mean, with Katy Perry tickets.
Yeah.
So just listen during those times, 905, 1205, 405, 505, 605, for the code word. Text that code word to the contest line 20357 and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Katy Perry on the Lifetimes Tour.
Nice.
It's July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Thanks, Live Nation.
Thanks, Live Nation.
Here's what's happening. Well, the rain is here. You can see raincoats.
Rain.
What are those things? An
umbrella.
Yeah. Those. Umbrellas.
And what about rubber rain boots? Do we see any of those?
Nope. I see sneakers. Mm. Those are sneakers.
Oh, I see.
I also
You're looking
talked
out the
with
window.
Our boss,
yeah.
And our boss has a walking boot and
yes.
Another type of boot on that looked nice. Mm. So
did she pull like a big plastic bag over the boot as she walked over?
It didn't appear to have a plastic bag on it.
Mm.
But she did look, you know, well put together. And
she always
does. It's another big day for business here at the Odyssey building.
I love it.
But there's some rain out there. And that will continue into the weekend. By the way, here in San Francisco, there's going to be the Kaiser Half Marathon, 10K, 5K. So know that on Sunday, there'll be, you know, some spots sectioned off.
Blocked off completely, yeah. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That you would want to check ahead.
Yes.
If you were going to go through the city.
And now we check in with Miss Rachel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Please, okay. Let's not.
Do you want to, let's take
something out.
Yeah. Sing along, everybody.
Take it out.
Oh, that voice.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. Are we taking something out? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Love it.
I'm a big fan of Google. I understand, you know, they've taken over Mountain View or whatever your grind is.
Well,
but
every
you know,
town down there has been taken over by somebody.
I don't know how many times I've just searched something up and found the answer and gone, oh my God, it's a miracle.
I like the new AI summary. I have to say that. I like that.
The number of stupid things you can Google and get a real answer for is miraculous.
It truly is.
Here are the top who, what, when, where, and why questions we Googled in January.
Okay.
Who owns the Gulf of Mexico?
Does anyone own it?
No country owns it. The U.S., Mexico, and Cuba have territorial waters.
I see.
But I guess we're going to get to rename it.
But you couldn't like sell a piece of it.
No.
Or buy a piece of it.
They say it depends on how the bays and inlets are measured, but Mexico is generally considered to have slightly more coastline in the Gulf.
Wow. I'm very surprised to hear that, actually.
1,743 miles versus 1,631 miles for the United States. Mm. Again, with Google knowing all the stuff.
They do know it all.
What time is the inauguration? The swearing in was 4:09 a.m. Oh. Eastern on the 20th, but it got moved indoors because of the cold.
So who owns the Gulf of Mexico? What time is the inauguration? The bull.
When will TikTok be back in the App Store?
Oh, there's our when question. TikTok.
The legal issues surrounding the ban Trump postponed are fuzzy, so Apple isn't taking chances. You can still use it if you already had it, or you can buy a phone with it installed for an enormous amount of money. Don't
fall
for that.
That could be the how question.
This
is
your chance.
How much is that going to cost me?
This really is your chance to break
free up with that, yes,
of that problem that's clear in your life. Yeah. Because if you're willing to spend $20,000 on a phone that's holding TikTok on it, then you have a problem.
Or you have a really great job that you know, makes you enough money to spend $20,000 on a phone just so you can have TikTok. Good for you.
These are the top questions asked in the month of January. Where to watch Notre Dame, Ohio State? That's the national championship game.
Oh, where do
game.
I watch? It is.
It was on
ESPN
last Monday.
Because football's everywhere now.
It has scattered. There are times when
makes it hard.
I don't know if this is going to be, and I have to, first I check the guide, then I go to Amazon, and it might also be on Peacock. No bell.
And YouTube.
That was an accident. Oh, and YouTube, it's a
I'm
mess.
I'm always like, John, are you able to tape this? Are you able to pause this the way you, are you able to?
And does he say,
I don't listen to
you
the
mean
answer.
Record because there's no tape.
Yeah, I just ask questions and then I walk away. I don't listen for the answer.
Oh.
Because I don't care.
Oh, boy.
You know.
All right.
I try to act like I care for him.
Poor John.
I know. Poor thing.
John's doing fine.
Are he really kidding? Is. He's great. He's so great.
He's going to get throttled today.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday.
No, yeah. It's,
oh,
I
was saying all the stuff to him yesterday about how good today was going to be.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Getting warmed up.
You're a nice lady. You really are.
Once a week, I'm a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm. That's how to, for the record, in my opinion, that's how to keep that bond tight.
Mm.
That bond.
That and the 6-second kiss every day. That's a nice thing.
Oh.
And it always leads to more. It's nice.
Like a grab or?
Sure, yeah. Like a full
honk,
on,
honk,
you know,
or?
Right, a little heavy petting.
Oh, well, wow. Wow. My goodness.
Hang on. It's not Friday yet, baby.
So what about Google?
It doesn't matter. I'm next story. In a new poll.
Wait. Did you get to the how question?
Oh, boy. Well, I was moving on.
No, never mind. Now, just move on.
All right.
Away.
I mean, we dropped that story at heavy petting.
Oh, sorry.
Whoa! Take it out. Take it out.
Take it out. Wow.
Wow. How do you do that?
In a new poll.
Yeah.
A quarter of people say it's easier for them to fall asleep with the TV on in the background. They don't specify what show they watch. It might be Netflix. It might be The Flip Off. Who knows?
Could just be a late night talk show.
But that is a habit that people do get used to.
Mm-hmm.
I fall asleep to The Office every night. Every night.
One of the things in this book I'm reading.
On? Yeah, I have a sleep timer on it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
One of the things in the book I'm reading, it's called, it doesn't matter what it's called.
It's called Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, who also wrote The Martian.
It's excellent. I'm really loving it. Like, really in love with this story. So, but there's a point where the character in the book says, talking about how sleep, you'll never do it if you try too hard.
Mm.
I mean, he words it differently, but that's the point, which is if you are focused on falling asleep, you won't fall asleep.
You won't.
You've got
to. No matter how tired you are, mm-hmm. You have to distract yourself. You have to trick yourself into being in a place where you can fall asleep.
Think about a round of sausage. Well, maybe that's not it, but something else.
You think about that for a good 5 minutes, you're going right to sleep afterward.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's one
a
of the
round
ways.
Round of sausage.
Is to treat yourself around a sausage.
40% of people, though, say they can't fall asleep with the TV on.
Oh, yeah, I don't want that. It's the light. I can't, because it constantly shifts. Like,
yep.
That keeps,
flickering light.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Younger adults were more likely to say they could fall asleep in any situation.
Good for you, kids.
Well, older folks were more likely to prefer no TV.
Yeah.
I can't. No TV. I mean, I truly live with a person that will, if the TV's on and she's on the couch, she's asleep.
Mm.
And the whole family knows it. She tries to be like, oh, stop it. But all of us are like, you're going to try and push back on that?
Yeah.
Like, you've never watched the end of a show with any one of us.
No.
And we all will swear on this wallet. Well, you know.
Swear on anything.
Well, we don't got to get crazy, right, but exactly. I'm just saying it's ridiculous to deny that. We've none of us sit down to watch a show with you and see you awake at the end of it.
I like, my family always just like very silently pauses it. And then if I go, what are you doing? Then they go, oh, you're still awake.
Oh, they're checking you. Oh.
Because if they pause it and then I'll like wake up because I hear them tittering. Mom fell asleep again.
65% of people say they have a TV in their bedroom. I would have thought that was more.
Yeah, actually. There's a TV in our bedroom, but for a while in my life, I was watching like Entertainment Tonight and I think Access Hollywood, all these shows that are on like around 7 o'clock at night. I would have those on and I'd fall asleep to that, or I'd, you know, watch whatever taped Daily Show or whatever. And I just stopped doing it because I just was having a harder and harder time falling asleep. I used to be the best sleeper.
I know. You were great.
Those days
I listen
are
to
over.
Your stories and I just think, you got to be kidding me. She would sleep 12 hours and then wake up and realize she doesn't have to go anywhere and go, I can go back to sleep.
Mm. Yep.
What the?
Wow.
And then I'd be like,
do you need to? No,
just why not get all the sleep you can?
I'm going to sleep till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Why not? I don't know, because it's midday.
So what?
Because you're going to starve to death?
If I get up, I have to go take care of my kids.
Because you're bed soaring? I don't know. God. There's a million reasons to not
bed
still be in bed.
He stays in bed past 7 a.m. He's like, I'm going to get bed sores.
Well, honestly, how long are you going to lay there?
Well, not that long anymore, my friend.
Right.
Those days are over. Now I stay on a schedule because I have to.
An Aussie Instagram model named Emily Bright.
Oh.
Posted a video claiming she bought a wrap at a sandwich place in New Zealand and found a knife in it.
Oh.
Rivals the screwdriver story from John at Grumpy's.
Although at least he put his fork into the salad and found a screwdriver. This would be, you know, you're biting a wrap and now you're biting a knife? Hopefully she said, bit the handle.
She did, luckily.
Thank God.
She said she took a couple bites and then bit into something hard. Luckily, it was the orange handle, not the blade. At first, she said, I thought it was a carrot.
Jeez.
But it's not a carrot. It was a knife. It's going viral because how does this happen? But also because of her reaction. She called it funny and said, she's just lucky she didn't start eating from the other end.
Oh, God.
Good for her.
She really is lucky she didn't start eating from the other end.
A normal person with a normal-sized reaction, I would be projectile vomiting and then, you know, never eat again.
Well, she's an Aussie. This is not the most exciting thing that's happened to her this
right,
week.
Exactly.
She is living her best life.
She fought a shark and a snake on the way to that lunch place.
As on my swim to New Zealand. Then I stopped for lunch. Then I got a knife, which I immediately sheathed.
What about my day? People in the comments, this is the Australians. They're just sturdy and well-balanced.
And fun.
People in the comments told her, you should sue. And she posted a follow-up and said, I wasn't hurt, so what would I sue for?
That somebody's gross hand was holding that knife and let it go in your guacamole.
She said, I don't want the worker to get fired.
What kind of wrap was it? Did you say?
I did.
Salad wrap?
It doesn't say. Mm-hmm. I don't. Really?
I don't know.
You need to know.
Well, wouldn't
that?
You call it a burrito if it was a burrito and now it's a wrap? Like, I want to know what she's wrapping.
Well, I don't know. I know some lady who calls wraps burritos wraps too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who?
Right. Me. Really? If I'm wrapping up a salad with salmon, it's a wrap. Just because I use a tortilla doesn't make it a burrito.
No, but I'm saying you call a burrito a wrap.
No, I call that a burrito.
Oh.
Don't I?
I don't know.
I just don't make that many burritos. I prefer a bowl then. I'll take the bowl.
I had a bowl, but not in a bowl last night. It was on a plate.
Oh.
Beans, guac, chicken.
Delicious. Everything you need right there.
I prefer it in a bowl with a spoon, but it was in a plate, and I went, all right.
A little cheese on that?
I sat down on a whoopee cushion, and then I ate my food.
And the girls just fell about the place laughing.
They loved it. And then, did you see them call me a minute ago?
I saw that you took a call.
I took the call. It was the missus driving them to school. And I said, oh, good. Did you hear the whoopee cushion story? And Edie goes, ah! I didn't, but that was so funny, Dad. Oh, God.
If you missed it, listen to the podcast later.
Oh. What is that, the 7 o'clock hour?
Yeah, segment two.
Boom. What's coming up in the trap? Oh, no, not time yet. Let me do a couple texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, Vin, Crocodile Dundee would say, that's not a knife.
Nah, that's a knife.
That's good point. I use the TV to distract my brain so I can fall asleep every night.
Yeah.
Yep, me too.
Well, if it works for you, that's great.
I use a sleep mask for the flickering light and no commercials or explosions. Oh. Linda.
No
in Campbell.
Or explosions.
On the app. Yeah, so she picks certain shows, I guess, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, these days you can. To hear that you stream The Office every night is amazing. And then if you've got a sleep timer on your TV, that's an incredible, useful thing to have. I don't have that. Do all TVs nowadays, because they're so smart, do they all have that now?
Sure.
What is it, just on your remote or something?
Yeah.
I only have old TVs. And by old, I mean 10 years old. Like, they're, you know, they're still flat screens, but they don't have any of the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to use my Xbox. Well, actually, I use Apple TV on one of them.
415 says, OMG. Maddie!
What, Maddie?
What did I do?
Maddie!
What did you do?
I think I'm in love with you.
Oh.
I fall asleep to The Office every night, too. Shannon, 415.
Shannon, 415.
How you doing, Shannon?
I think she's doing... She's crushing on you.
Mm. Mm. Well, slide into his DMs.
Yeah, check him out over here.
Which DMs do you look at?
Instagram.
Mm. That's a good place for DMs.
I guess. Can I get a birthday shout out? Love and miss you, Alice family. That's Eddie Ball. Oh, our former employee, Eddie.
Oh.
He used to work with us. Happy birthday, Eddie.
Happy birthday.
Right. Also, 415 says, happy Severance episode 3 day.
Oh, I thought that was a Sunday night show.
Can Sarah please catch up so you guys can talk about it on Monday?
You can talk about it. It's fine. I there's no way I'm catching up anytime soon.
Oh,
I'm in the middle of like 3 other shows.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We talk about the TV because it's, you know, TV, but there really is too much stuff.
There are so many things now, there's no way you can really be... We used to all be on the same track with each other because we were all watching the same stuff. There were only 12 choices. Even when there were 25 choices, there were only a few that were any good. Now it's like, I just feel like I have the longest list of things I will probably never get to in my life.
Someone wrote in, and I can't find it quickly enough, so I'm paraphrasing it, but that show, The Flip Off, that includes the former husband and wife that
they
are now...
Flip or Flop,
uh-huh.
And they're Tarek and Christina, and they broke up, and now they're both remarried and hate each other, so The Flip Off,
Except, so the new concept was supposed to be each of them with their new partners, husband or wife, depending, and then she ended up getting divorced again before the show got to production.
Mm.
And so now she's alone.
Oh.
And he's with his new wife who looks just like her. And
weird.
She's sitting there all by herself, freshly and newly divorced. Crunch.
Actually, now she'll be able to take advantage of all of the contractors that come onto the site. You know how hot contractors are.
Do I?
Don't you?
Yes.
What about that? You know, Tracy Adney. What's his name?
Kirk Adney.
Is he hot? I don't know.
Yo, Kirk is smoking hot.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a lot of man.
He's a piece, huh?
Oh, God.
All right. That's hot.
You wouldn't be able to, I mean.
Right. A man who can work with his hands.
Yeah.
Get yourself a contractor, Christina.
He's a master craftsman.
Not just that Weasley guy you used to be married to, who clearly has a type.
You're not talking to my Christina about me, are you?
No, no,
I don't
I'm talking
call
about
me a weasel. That's not
Christina, who used to be married to the weasel named Tarek.
Oh,
God, you're so sensitive.
Well, I mean,
I see. You've got it. I see. I thought I was talking about you, but I'm not, because you're the handsomest man in the world.
Oh,
so
thank
how
you.
Could
that's
she ever?
Nice
she can never do better than you.
Well,
but still, keep her away from Kirk Adney. Guys who can do stuff with their hands.
He is something.
Mm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Katy Perry tickets and more.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.